Ian Scholz, I hate to keep picking on Republicans who, after all, only have our best interests at heart, but I am truly puzzled by their behavior. I am old enough to remember the fabled welfare queen of the Reagan era, the flamboyant shirker with 36 illegitimate children, and as many false identities who showed up in a stretch limo to collect Social Security and veterans benefits, food stamps, and medical assistance, even though she herself was alarmingly healthy. I miss her. There's no pretense of accusing the poor of fraud anymore. Nowadays, the poor are guilty of being poor. A recent piece by Matthew Vadim in American Spectators rather sums up the point of view. Quote, why are left-wing activist groups so keen on registering the poor to vote? Because they know the poor can be counted on to vote themselves more benefits by electing redistributionist politicians, unquote. The poor no longer need fraud. They're getting so wealthy off the benefit they already receive, all they need to do is vote. Quote, encouraging those who burden society to participate in elections isn't about helping the poor. It's about helping the poor to help themselves to others' money, unquote. Therefore, I don't know. You can't really stop the poor from voting, can you? Well, conservatives have tried by forcing Acorn to wither and die, for example, its biggest sin seemingly encouraging the poor to register to vote. The author of this piece in The Spectator actually refers to Acorn via his book, Subversion Incorporated, How Obama's Acorn Red Shirts Are Still Terrorizing and Ripping Off American Taxpayers. I don't know how you'd fit that entire name in a book spine. I had no idea the Acorn workers wore proto-fascist uniforms, but I learn something new every day. But I don't want to single out this guy. How about the recent Republican debate? You know the story. Wolf Blitzer set up a hypothetical about some 30-year-old guy without health insurance who suddenly gets sick. He asked Paul Ryan and Rick Perry, should society let him die? Several voices in the audience erupted with, yeah! Earlier in September, when NBC's Brian Williams, prefacing a question to Governor Perry about the death penalty, cited 234 people who had been executed during his tenure, the audience erupted in applause. Or in Arizona, the fundraising Republican Party and Representative Gabriel Gifford's home county raffled off a Glock handgun, the same one used to shoot Ms. Gifford through the head last January. What does all this mean? Well, probably nothing. I've nothing against gun ownership. But you'd think that you might be a little circumspect about a gun raffle in Arizona, especially when the gun you're raffling is the same gun that shot somebody. It's a question of taste, really. They might have considered raffling off a video game or a gift card at Target. Now, cheering executions? Again, you might be pro-death penalty, but that doesn't necessarily mean you cheer each execution like it was a winning goal at the Super Bowl. See what I'm saying? And Wolf Blitzer's hypothetical potentially dead 30-year-old, he doesn't even exist. Wolf Blitzer made him up. What are you cheering about? Nothing. As for Matthew, whatever your name is, I'm afraid you'll have to get used to the poor voting. It's a basic right in America. You can be assured that the rich do not vote at all. They have lobbyists and people who do the voting for them. So calm down, everybody. The rich are in no danger until the poor get Glocks. Well, they already have them, I guess. Well, until they stop pointing them at each other, I gotta go.